They're back. You can hear them buzzing around your ears every evening. But they, too, have their stories, as Barry Stewart Mann tells us today.
Growing up is never easy, no matter who you are. Rita was young and beautiful, ready to face the world with all its joys and dangers, but her big time was coming near. All of her friends asked, "Are you ready? Are you sure you know how to do it?" And she replied, "Yes, I think so." For days, she had been watching her sisters, her aunts, her cousins, her friends, all those older and wiser mosquitoes. She had practiced her speed flying, her quick spin turns, her stealth landings. Still, she worried, "Can I do it? Will I survive?" She skittered across the surface of the pond, trying not to be distracted by the vibrant buzz around her. Everyone had last-minute advice. "Look for a nice, smooth place. Try to find some pink. Pink is best. Keep all your eyes open. Be aware of moving shadows." I know, she replied. She'd heard the same advice 1,000 times. Still, she wasn't totally sure. She pulled her best friend Marquita aside and said, "Just watch me a few times." And Marquita nodded as Rita did some test runs, soaring into the air and then swooping down to the surface of the water, or onto a lily pad, or even better, a rotting pond apple that happened to be floating by. Marquita said, "Rita, you're ready. Calm down. Just remember, go in, do the job, get out, clean and easy." Suddenly, the moment was upon her. In the distance, Rita could hear the sound of a shrill human voice. Oh no, she thought. But even so, she could feel her thirst. She stretched out her proboscis just to be sure it was ready. She watched as the large two-legged creature bounced toward the edge of the water, all bright colors and loud noises. Everyone on the pond clung to the water with all 6 legs watching. They all knew this one was Rita's, all Rita's. She launched into the air, circled around, swooped down onto a bright pink patch on a chubby arm, and did the job, drinking deeply before sailing off. The creature had never had a chance. The mosquitoes all cheered as she landed back among the grass. Rita was ecstatic. "I did it! I did it!" Marquita called out, "You go, girl! Isn't it delicious?" Rita answered, still flapping her wings and hopping about wildly. And so it was, on that glorious day. Even though it ruined Gretchen McFadden's afternoon in the park and sent her screaming back up the hill, scratching like a flea-infested orangutan, that Rita Mosquita passed perhaps the greatest test of her life.